All right, we're back. My name again is Steve Elzinga, and I'm here to inspire you to write your own vision or mission statement of your life. Other places write things for their business, their organization, but what about you? I mean, what you own really is your life. So what is your vision? And why not spend a little time trying to figure that out? So in this session, I'm going to try to help you assess your personality traits, okay? Your personality traits. All right, so I have a list here. We have introvert, extrovert, and what you can do is, I think you can print off this slide, and I would just put an X. You know, are you more of an introvert or are you more of an extrovert? Some of you are real extrovert. An extrovert is someone who's always out there talking to people. Introvert, shy around people and stay-at-home kind of person. So what are you? Now, some of you are one or the other. So you'd put an X over by introvert or you put an X by extrovert. Some of you are right in the middle. Sometimes you're introverted. People wear you out. You want to be alone, or you're okay being alone. And some of you are sometimes extrovert at the same time. Sometimes you like people, sometimes you don't. So you might be in the middle. You can be anywhere on this line. So just try to figure out who you are. And then the next one is thinker feeler, and somehow the feeler got put on the same column. Think of the feeler as over by extrovert. So we got thinker on one side. Okay, so we have a thinker on one side, and we have feeler on the other side. So again, it's the same thing. Now, I'm more of a thinker. I think a lot. I'm very analytical. I'm very logical. I approach things very logical. Others are more on the thinker side, or on the feeling side. They're, emotions. What I feel. And so, when a thinker is arguing with a feeler, the thinker is like, well, look, I'm just trying to understand this. Because that doesn't make sense. And the feeler is going, yeah, but I just feel this way. And the logic person goes, what do you feel this way? Why do you feel this way? And the feeler is going, I don't know, I just feel this way. So sometimes, a lot of times if you're married, your spouse is the opposite of you. And so you have these back and forths that don't seem to get anywhere. Why? Because you're two totally different personalities. Now, again, some of you could be right in the middle. You do a lot of thinking and you feel. You feel things and you think things. A lot of times we gravitate towards one or the other. So just put an X, if you printed this out, just, what side do you sort of fall on? And this will help you think about who you are. I mean, if you're an extrovert and you're a feeler, then that has something to do with what you end up doing with your life. A lot of salesmen are, they feel the customer, and they feel what's going on. But they're extroverted. They love people. Every time they make a call, they get, when they're done with one call, that last call just motivates them to do another one. Because they love getting out there. Whereas an introvert is like, after meeting a few people, they're like totally worn out. So being a salesman might not be the thing that they want to do. All right, so then we got positive, negative. And, some people are just more positive and some people are more negative about it. Some people see the downside of things. And that's not necessarily bad. They see the pitfalls. They see the trouble that could come if you do this or you do that. They're always looking at those things. They see what could go wrong. And you need people like that. The positive person always sees what could go right. So which one are you? Or maybe you're in the middle. So there's no right or wrong with this. It's just helpful to understand who you are. So when it comes to writing your personal mission statement, you can take into account who you are. All right, some are dreamers and some are doers. Okay? I'm a dreamer. I love dreaming and coming up with things. And, I've written several books in my head that I've never written personally. I've started businesses in my head that I've never actually done. I have more ideas and thoughts than I could ever do in one lifetime. I love dreaming. Now, I'm also a doer. You know, I only do about 1/10 of what I dream, but I do things. I have written books. I have done things. I planted churches. So I might put the X, you know, probably a little more on the dreamer side than the doer side. Some of you are just doers. You don't dream. You don't have a unique vision for something. That you borrow somebody else's and you go. And you just do. You're like, so when it comes to your mission statement, or vision statement, you might be like, okay, I need to find something that I can get excited about and just do it. Because I love just getting at something. All right, fun living, serious. So some of you are fun loving. You know, everything is great and you're laughing all the time and you're telling jokes and you love jokes. Others of you are really serious. You like serious conversations. You don't want to just chit-chat and talk about whatever, the weather, the sports, or whatever it is. You love a great conversation about something important, okay? So I'm probably a little on the serious side, but I love fun-loving too, but I'm probably a little more on the serious side. I like to talk about things that are important, and sports and things. I love sports, but I don't like to talk about sports forever. So who are you? What fits you? Risk taker, more of a calculated person. I'm a risk taker. I love taking risks. And I guess I don't mind failing because that's what happens. If you're a risk taker, you fail. But I fail at one thing, I just start another. You know, because I'm a dreamer, I have a lot of things. I have so many things that I can fail at and still go after other things that, you know, I could be busy my whole life. But others, failure is the worst thing that they can imagine. The one thing they want to avoid in their life is failure. So they want to calculate things. They want to know. They want to plan. They want everything figured out ahead of time. Now, if that's your personality, then that is going to make a difference in terms of your vision statement for your life. Talker, listener. And I mean, ideally, we'd be all good at talking and good at listening. I mean, you know, God gave us ears and a mouth. But you know, some of us gravitate towards talking. We're just talkers. We love talking. And some of us are listeners. We love listening. We love drawing things out of people. We're fascinated. Everyone has a different story, and we want to hear everybody's story. Now, if that's who you are, I mean, if that's who God made you to be, then that is how you should, you should somehow work that into your vision and your mission statement. I'm sort of in the middle. I love talking. I love listening. I love hearing people's stories. I love telling my story. So what I need to do is I need to be part of people. I need to hear what they're doing, but I also need a stage where I can say something. So here I am teaching this class as part of what I want to do with my life. All right, so that's the end of this session, assessing your personality traits. What we want to do is make a list. What I'd like you to do is make a list of your personality traits and write one sentence for each trait. So, I am more of a thinker, and so I like analyzing things. I like discussing things. I like trying to figure out things. I obsess sometimes about, a problem. You know, I love problems. I love solving problems. So it's that kind of thing. You just write, write down who you think you are, all these different personality things. And again, that can become sort of the background knowledge out of which you could write your vision statement. All right, so that's the end of this session, and we'll see you again at the next one.